Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You'll speak through me, it'll not be about me, but all about you, and it'll point people towards you and your son Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, here we are, the last Sunday of 2020. We made it to the end of the year. And what a year that has been. And I think we can all say, without any shadow of doubt, all of us can say the same thing. 2020, who would have believed it? Who would have believed it? No one could have predicted what was going to happen in 2020. This time last year, all the talk was about having 2020 vision and seeing great things happening in 2020. Then the pandemic hit. We had lockdowns, we had panic, we had fear, we had Boris walks, we had furlough, we've got confusion and panic buying, holidays cancelled, church online, plans up in the air. Then we get news of a vaccine, hopes raised for a little bit of Christmas normality, only for it to be pulled out from under our feet at the last minute. 2020. Who would have believed it? No one saw it coming. No one. It took all of us by surprise. But I want to tell you this morning, it didn't take God by surprise. It didn't take God by surprise. The Bible says that even before you were born, God knew all of your future. Psalm 139 verse 16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." See, from his perspective, God can see past, present, and future all at once. And that blows my mind. But God can see past, present, and future all at once. And this should give us great confidence in God. It's comforting to me personally that he knows everything that is going to happen in my life. He not only knows the future, he's also there already in the future. He not only walks with us day by day, he can also walk in our future. God has already prepared for everything you're going to face tomorrow, next week, and next month. What the future holds may surprise us, but it doesn't surprise God. Nothing ever catches him by surprise or makes him say things like, "Oh, wow, really? I wasn't expecting that." And I'm sure all of us throughout at some point in 2020 have had thoughts like, "What's happening? Where's God?" But God's been there all along. He's preparing, he's already in your future, and he's prepared for everything that's going to happen in the future. And I want to leave you at the end of 2020 with reassurances that God was not taken by surprise of the events of the year. And I want to remind you of two great verses from the Bible. Verses that are favourites of many, many people. Verses that people love. Verses that we often hear, verses that people would probably put up on their wall or have on a bookmark or whatever. People love these verses. And sometimes I think we become complacent towards these verses, probably because we hear them so often. But just because they're popular and just because we hear them often doesn't mean that they are not true or that they've lost any of their power. None of that stuff is true just because we hear them often and we hear them constantly. It is not true. And the first verse I want to share with you, and I'm sure everybody knows this verse, is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says there, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And this is such a great verse, and people love this verse. People love to speak about this verse. But let's just break it down a little bit and examine some of the great truths that we find in this verse. Firstly, God holds the future. The verse starts off with, "I know the plans I have for you." And let me remind you that regardless of what you think of yourself, regardless of what you think about your thoughts or your feelings, you were designed by God with gifts and talents. Psalm 139 verse 13 says, David says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." Your works are wonderful. Did you catch that? Did you hear that? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God's works are wonderful. I want to tell you this morning, if you're watching this, God's works are wonderful. You are wonderful. He didn't make a mistake when he made you. You are unique. You are a one-of-a-kind original. God's works are wonderful. God's works are wonderful. Secondly, you have the DNA of God inside of you. Genesis chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 from the Message says, God made humans in his image, reflecting God's very nature. You are here to bear fruit, reproduce, lavish life on earth, live bountifully. See, you are created to be like God and to literally reflect God's glory. God placed his DNA deep inside your DNA. How do we know that? Because we were made in his image. That means that you have a mind. It means that you can think, you can process information, you can be logical, you can be creative. You have morals. You have been hardwired by God to have the awareness of what's right and what's wrong. You have a need for relationships. You want to be in healthy relationships and share emotions. You're spiritual. You know that you are more than just your body. You have a spiritual part of you that is your soul. You can be physically fit, but your soul can still be hurting inside. You have the DNA of God inside of you. Thirdly, a master plan for your life has already been determined. When God created you, he designed you for a purpose, and he has a master plan for you to fulfill that purpose. It's your responsibility, though, to seek God and unlock the plan. See, because no one else has the plan or can carry out the plan because he created it just for you. It's your responsibility, though, to seek God and unlock that plan. And to unlock the plan, you must have the key. And the key to unlocking the plan is faith. That is the key to unlocking the plan for your life, is faith. Without using your faith, you'll never tap into all the plans that God has for you in this life. Never. The power of faith will not only launch you into the promised land of God's master plan for your life, it will also give you the power to conquer the giants that you will face once you get there. It will move every mountain that tries to stand in your way. Faith will bring God's power on the scene to do whatever needs to be done in your life. And secondly, from this great verse, I can see that God's plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. See, God is for you. God's not against you. God is for you. And Romans 8:31 tells us this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Are you faced with challenges in your life right now? Are you having marital problems or financial woes? Maybe your child has gone astray or that old illness is creeping back into your life. What then will you say to all these things in your life? Let me tell you this morning what God wants you to say to these things in your life. He wants you to say, if God is for me, who can be against me? Or what can be against me? See, maybe if we knew that the First Minister or the Prime Minister was for us, we might believe that everything will be okay in life. But we have an even better backing than the First Minister or the Prime Minister. The Bible tells us that God, the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is for you. Is for you. What problem can fasten its grip on you when the Almighty God is for you? Can the devil come successfully against you with God on your side? I don't think so. If God is for you today, if God is for you right now, you don't have to moan, if only I had this, if only I didn't say that. You don't have to worry about these things. You don't have to worry about the future. What if this happens? What if we don't have enough? My friends, regretting the past and worrying about the future will never ever change anything. Look to your Heavenly Father instead, because he is for you at this present moment. You can be confident that he will help you and provide for you, regardless of what's happening in the world. He will help you and he will provide for you. And then thirdly, I see that God's plan is twofold. His plan is to give us a hope and a future. A hope and a future. And firstly, we think about this word, hope. In Psalm 31, verse 16, it says, no king is saved by the size of his army, No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in the famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. See, when we say things like, I hope I don't get seriously ill, in some ways it's almost like a wish and a prayer. But when we say, God gives me hope for the future, that is confident assurances and the promises of the God who has never ever failed us yet, and he never will. See, what most people hope for is a long life, lasting relationships, good health and happiness. But if 2020 has shown us anything, we know that in a matter of minutes, life can be turned completely upside down, inside out, and it can feel like our hopes are dashed in an instant. 2020 showed us that over and over and over again. But for us, the people of God, we can draw from an even deeper well. And as the psalmist explains, we cannot rely upon our own armies and horses, or in other words, our own resources to deliver us. And the beautiful image is that of the God whose eyes are locked on us, whose love never ever fails, who is our help and our shield. See, God paints a positive picture over our forever future. God paints a positive picture over our forever future. When our hope and trust are firmly connected to our unchangeable God, we know that deep in our souls that God's love will sustain us through life and into eternity. This means that even if our struggles return, our hope in God always remains. And this kind of hope is contagious. Maybe you know someone who needs to hear these words of hope today. The Lord sees you, the Lord loves you, and the Lord will sustain you. Just like Catherine did on that video when she shared the hope that she found in Jesus, and it transformed her life. See, he gives us hope by sending you a word. He gives you hope by renewing his mercy each and every single morning. He gives you hope by comforting you with the Holy Spirit. He gives you hope by giving you a spiritual blessing. He gives you hope with an uncommon peace. And then the second part of God's plan we see in this verse is all about your future. And we actually look into this verse and look at the background to this verse. God was actually speaking to the prophet Jeremiah, to the people who were in exile. And what's more, they'd just heard the news that they'd be in exile for many, many more years to come before they could return back to their homeland. These were not people who had accomplished great things, and they were not people who were certainly feeling positive about their future. They were probably feeling quite discouraged about the exile and about their dim prospects that they faced for the future ahead of them. To these people and to us today, God does not promise health and wealth and a great personal life. Instead, he promises something so much deeper and so much better. See, God promises that he is saving the whole world and that we can be included in that salvation. Our hope for the future rests not in our own selves, but in his power and his love. Sometimes you just have to praise God on credit because of his reputation. Praise him in advance. See, God already has plans for your future that you are being prepared for. You don't see them yet, but you are in training for them right now. And there'll be more of that in just a few minutes. But you'll be in training right now for what God has in store for you in the future. And we're not trying, and we don't need to try and figure out our futures. We are simply discovering it day by day by walking in faith and trusting in God. See, his plans to prosper us and not harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And the second verse I want to give you this morning is a verse that I absolutely love. It is my all-time favourite verse. It is the verse that applies to our whole family. If you asked anyone in my family, what is your favourite Bible verse, I'm sure the three of us would say the exact same verse. All of us would say that. And I could say so much about this verse and how it's applied and been applied to our lives, and it's worked over and over again in our family life. But I'll try and promise to contain myself in the time that I have left. And actually, someone mentioned to me the other day that I should write a book on this verse, but I thought I was pushing it a little bit far. And that verse that I absolutely love is Romans 8:28. And it says there, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. What do we do when it appears as though the plan is not coming together? And I understand that we go through seasons and situations that are incredibly hard, and we struggle to see where any good will come from that situation. And 2020 can be a perfect example of that. We look back and we think, how could any good come from that? But I really believe that the best way to heal from our pain and disappointment is to use it to impact someone else. Maybe you struggle with infertility, had a rebellious teenager, had a marriage collapse, or battled cancer, and the list could go on and on and on. See, what we walk through on earth is something that God can use in someone else's life. What once destroyed us is now simply a detour to direct us to where God wants us to be and who God wants us to minister to. I want to encourage you this morning to use your pain and disappointment as a tool to help others today, and you will see the good that will come from that. When you use your pain and your disappointment as a tool to help other people, you will always see the good that can come from that. And I'm sure that all of us have experienced some sort of setback during 2020. That's when something unexpected happened to throw your plan off course. Every single person without fail experiences adversity at some point in their life. We just seem to have experienced more adversity in 2020 than we could ever have believed could have happened. But no person is exempt from its reach. Trouble starts to show up daily and comes in different shapes and sizes, including hardships, difficulty, misery, calamity, and outright failure. It can masquerade itself as a small setback or a medium-sized obstacle or a heavy burden caused by a significant misfortune. And our natural inclinations when that happens, when we're in these kind of adverse situations, are to start to complain about the situation, to start blaming others for the difficulty, or to get angry at our own inability to control the situation that we find ourselves in. And sometimes on the opposite end, we can act as if nothing's happened and deny that the adversity even exists in the first place, or we give up and become discouraged and run away from the problem. But even so, when we do all these things, we fail initially to understand that adversity can teach us some precious lessons for navigating life. And Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 tells us that God used adversity to teach us how to live his way. God uses the adversity in our life to teach us how to live his way. Each step we take through a trial or a difficulty, according to his purpose and will, helps us to grow and mature in him. We learn to depend on him for everything and begin to understand that adverse situations are sometimes just blessings in disguise that increase our faith and develop courage, determination, and godly character. And even though harsh conditions are painful, we can remain confident and we can remain optimistic that God is always in control of us as well as the situation. Always. We learn that what matters is not the events or the difficult people we endure during the troubled times. It is the things that we learn from God as we suffer that have the life-changing and eternal impact on our lives. And finally, as we start to wrap this up, let me remind you this morning that God promised you, as an individual, you watching this or sitting in this room, God promised you to give you beauty for your ashes, to give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that the weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. And God still has a fourth man for your fiery furnace. He still has the right stone for you to kill that giant in your life. He can still close the mouth of lions. He can still bring a nation to its knees. Don't give up on God. Don't give up. Nothing ever takes him by surprise. He has a comeback for every single setback in your life. He has a comeback for every single setback you can face in life. I want to encourage you this morning to stay in faith. God will finish what he started. He will always finish what he started. It may not look good today, but God is not finished yet. If you're still breathing, then God's still got work to do in you. And that Catherine's testimony was a perfect example. Her friend was in hospital dying, and God still used him to lead Catherine to Jesus. If you're still breathing, then God is not done with you yet. He still has a plan for you. He still has a purpose for you. And I want to tell you this morning that destiny is a collision course where preparation meets opportunity. Destiny is a collision course where preparation meets opportunity. 2020. Who would have believed it? Who would have believed it? Let me tell you this morning, God believed it. It didn't take him by surprise. But he still has a plan for you. He still has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future. He's still working all things out for the good. Do you trust him today? Do you trust him with your future? I want to give you that opportunity this morning. If you're watching this online or you're sitting here in this room, if you've never ever trusted God with your future, 2020 didn't take him by surprise. He is still working. He is still doing amazing things. He has a great plan for you. He wants to prosper you and not to harm you. He wants to give you a hope and a future. Let me ask you this morning, do you have hope for the future? Jesus can give you that hope that you're looking for the future. He can work every situation into something good, regardless of how bad it is. And if you're watching this morning and you think that God is not interested in you, that you have done some things that are so far removed that God would never be interested in you, I want to tell you this morning that is a lie, straight from the devil. God loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to give you, watching this today, a hope and a future. You just need to trust him in that. And I'm just going to pray in a minute, and I'm going to give you that opportunity that if you would love to have a hope and a future, that Jesus can give you that hope and future today. 2020 didn't take him by surprise. He has great plans and purposes for you in 2021 and beyond. He's not finished with you yet. He's not finished with you yet. He still has great things in store for you and for me. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for all that 2021 holds. Because I'm trusting and believing that God has a plan. He has a great future for us as individuals and a church. And you can be part of that great plan. And just as I pray in a minute, there'll be a QR code coming up on your screen. If you would like to respond to this message today and say, hey, Stephen, I would love to have a hope and a purpose in my life. I would love to have some sort of master plan for my life, a plan that's there to not to harm me, but to prosper me, then you can have that today just by simply praying. And if you pray along with me and you make that decision today, I would encourage you just to scan that QR code. Or if you're watching on our church website, streaming website, you can just click the button that say, I commit my life to Jesus. And we would just love to send you some stuff, to meet up with you when we can meet up with you and give you some information, to pray with you, to help you, lead you on that journey. As Michael said earlier, people have done that over these last few weeks, and it's totally impacted their life and made such a difference in their lives. They have discovered that God has a hope and a future and a plan for them, and he has one for you too. So let's pray together. Father, we just thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every single one of us. Father, we thank you that your plan and purpose is not to harm us, but it's to give us hope and a great future ahead. And so, Father, I just thank you for that great reminder as we look back on what has been an awful year, Father, but we know that you are still in control. We know that you are still in charge. So, Father, I pray for every single person in this room or those watching online. Father, I pray that you'll remind them that you still love them, that you still have a purpose for them, that you have great things in store for them. And Father, I pray for anyone who's watching this today who doesn't know you, Father, I pray that this will be their opportunity to respond to your invitation today. And if you would like to respond to that message, it's just as simple as just saying this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me, that you have a plan and a purpose for me. I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong in the past. I thank you for forgiving me for these things. Jesus, I turn my life over to you now. I pray that you will show me what your plan and purpose is for my life. I pray that this will just be a start of an amazing journey with you in my life. And I thank you for this in your wonderful name. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, scan that QR code. Give us your details. We would love to help you in this journey. Or click that little button that says, I commit my life to Jesus. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to help you in that journey. 2020, who would have believed it? God believes it. I just want to remind you, Found Church, that we have a great future ahead together. God's not finished with us yet. He still has great things for us to do. He still has people for us to reach in our community. He still has people that he wants us to go and love on his behalf. God's not finished with us yet. He has great plans in store for us. I'm excited about 2021. I'm excited about what we can do together as a church, walking together, because we believe that God is not finished with us yet. We are still alive. We still have a heartbeat. He still has a purpose for us. And I'm excited to journey with each and every single one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and let's worship and let's really believe the truth that's in this song, that God can turn graves into gardens.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.